Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey, you're going away.
I am going away at 4 o'clock. I haven't even packed yet.
Hey, listen, I leave for South Africa tomorrow. I have done nothing.
That's
nothing.
A problem, though. Nothing. Mine's not really a problem because I'm going to Cairns, so I can go to Coles and buy a T-shirt. And I'll be fine for the week. You're going to the safari.
Yeah, but I'm going to be spending 5 days in Kruger National Park. I can just get around in a loincloth, can't I?
Scarf the locals. But yeah, I mean, you could.
Well, I'm saying I'm in Africa.
No, you do like wearing a lot of fur and animal prints. You could just go get a live one.
Yeah, but I also wear fake animal print. I'm not going to be wearing a leopard.
Say it's fake, but I want to see the receipts, my friend.
No, listen, I'm really sad. I'm really worried because what happens if, like, a lion runs at us? They're not going to shoot it, are they?
Well, I guess. I mean, yeah.
I never thought of that because they said they have a man with a gun that takes you out. And I thought, oh, fantastic.
Maybe you just yell out, human sacrifice, and then save everyone.
I'm saying that. I've already told him. Look, if there is a problem, we just throw Wayne off the back of the car. He can't run very fast.
But I reckon Wayne
then we just take off.
I reckon Wayne could fight, though. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, I think he'd have a go, but you're right. But I can't wait. I've got to make sure I've got plenty of battery in my camera.
We're going to be talking about Tom's trip to the safari. I'm so excited to have updates. Will you even have internet up there?
What? Do they have internet?
Yeah, is there internet in the South Africa and in the wild?
Listen, sweetheart, I can't get Africa out in the western suburbs of Melbourne. You think I'm going to get internet?
Is it Africa in the western suburbs? Does remind you of Africa.
I can't get. I can't even get internet out in the western suburbs. How the hell would I?
All right, well, I guess I just weren't here for 2 weeks.
But that is
weeks.
True. I was actually looking at Australia's NBN rating, you know, our telly. I think we're now down to, like, Pakistan's got better internet than we do or something. And I'm thinking, I've never heard of this place.
Tom and I, we're both going away. Tom, you're going away tomorrow, aren't you?
I leave tomorrow morning.
Goodness gracious. You got
early.
The sunny climate of Africa.
I don't know whether I can go now. Because I've just figured something out that happens on this weekend, and it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Can you guess what it is?
No, not even slightly. Kylie's coming back.
No, the house in Fountain Gate, Laguna Court, Kath and Kim's home, is going to be open for inspection. People get to pay $5 and go through the Kath and Kim house. You get to see the good room. You get to have a little durry out the window where, you know, in your gloves. And I'm so excited. This Saturday, so the people who own the house where it was filmed are about to do renovations. And look, it's a fantastic story. There's a lovely mother with her two sons.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the dad had died of brain cancer quite a few years ago. So what they're doing is everyone who goes through on Saturday goes to Kath and Kim's house, pays $5, and all that's going to go towards Carrie's beanie for brain cancer.
Oh, good people.
So she's doing it. But I'm like, to Wayne, hang on, I can't leave the country. This is the one time. So 9 years ago when we drove to Melbourne, me and the children, we drove to two things. We drove to Fountain Gate to have a look, and we also drove to Camberwell to have a look at Kylie Minogue's house.
That's her actually parents' house. So cute.
My children sat in the back and went, I can't believe you. I jumped out the front and went, Kylie's mum. They went home. I just yelled out the front of the street like a moron. Yeah.
How many times have you done that since?
Only once, actually.
Really?
Yeah, first day. But Kath and Kim's house. So I don't know whether I can go to South Africa.
Oh, I mean, you kind of have to, don't you? You pay flights.
What I'm trying to do, Mike, is I'm trying to hope you will go
to South Africa.
No, Kath and Kim's house.
I'm not going to be here either.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Cairns.
Yeah, I'm going. Andy's looking offended. Creepy Andy will go for you. I'm sure, he's already been there. And
the good
in.
Thing is about you going to Cairns this time of year. It's a good time to swim. No
you're
box jellyfish.
Me about that. That's
so you
exciting.
Can actually go in there, but you still got to watch for crocodiles.
Oh, that's okay.
They're still there. Yeah.
Is there a lot? Like, is actually a frequent thing there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, of course. It's North Queensland.
What I wanted to know, because you're a very worldly travelling man, what about the people there? How are they?
They're lovely.
Yeah, they're good people. They're fine.
They're great. They like to drink and they don't care what time of the day it is.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. That's
called,
your people.
It's called the warm weather. And half the other people are backpackers.
Oh,
so it's
that
just
makes
for the
friends.
Backpackers and people who like to drink early in the morning.
That sounds like my vibe as well. That's lovely. What are you doing, by the way?
You're going to be with your dad, so you're going to have to be behaved.
Yeah.
You're going to have to behave. Your dad knows how to do it.
Dad's a bachelor, maybe a couple of... No, that's weird. Anywho, what are you doing in that's so weird? You're going to South Africa. Why are you going to South Africa, though? What's happening?
So Wayne's got a little job over there for 2 days. So they're paying, so we're going to go and do a safari. I'm going to get in a car and drive through Kruger National Park, which I've only figured out it actually pronounced Kruger. For the last 2 months, I've been telling everyone I'm going to Cougar. I'm going to Kruger National Park. Well, I didn't see the R, you know, in it, but now I figured out it's Kruger.
So you want to, okay, so like, what's a safari for those that have only seen the Wild Thornbury Safari Adventure? So that's such a weird reference.
You just get in a little van.
Yeah.
And we kind of got like a little private one, and we're just going to be driving through Kruger, and then we camp inside the national park.
Get out.
But they surround us with electric fence so the lions don't eat us.
Oh, that's lame.
I've actually said that I'm taking a can of Spam, and every time Wayne walks, I'm going to rub it down the back of him to see if I can get it somewhere. I reckon it'd be great. Wouldn't it be great for Instagram to watch Wayne running through the South African jungle with a pride of lions coming after him? I tell you, he's a big boy, but he can still run, let me tell you.
He's still got a bit of physical prowess about him.
Yeah.
Would you help him?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Well, you mean to say if a lion's coming to eat somebody?
I was going
to
give that hypothetical, but you shot that one down.
What's going to happen is if we're walking through the bush and I see a lion coming, I'm going to deliberately trip Wayne over so it gives me a chance to run.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's love, man.
That's pure love.
That's the kind of love I need. That's what, maybe I'll find that in Cairns. Maybe I'll move up to Cairns after this. Who knows?
Oh, no. You know what? That humidity would kill your hair. You're going to last about 3 minutes up there and you'll be home within 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to shave my noggin.
Yeah.
Maybe. Time to get to the damn water cooler. Quick, quick. Hey, Tom. Prince Harry has sent his congratulations in a letter to wheelchair tennis champion and Logie winner Dylan Alcott, but made things a little bit awkward ending the note with, P.S. I'll do it in the accent. P.S. I'm wondering if you wore your Invictus game budgie smugglers on the big night. Might have come in handy in this recent UK heatwave.
Oh, God, really? Harry and budgie smugglers? Well, hopefully now I'm going to get a decent look at the crown jewels.
I've got this one here. A French couple was shocked to learn they could face 6 years in jail after attempting to smuggle 14 plastic bottles full of sand from a beach in Sardinia, Italy. The couple said they were taking the 40 kilograms of sand home as a souvenir of their holiday.
Well, I bet they were shocked when they realised they'd left their bottles filled with cocaine back on the beach.
I've heard new HBO series The Righteous Gemstones is breaking nudity taboos, with executive producer Jodie Hill stating there's a D in every episode. There are so many D's in this show that at one point we asked ourselves, are there too many D's in this show? I don't know if you'd like D's in the show. They are old man D's.
Well, sweetie, why don't you just keep those dicks coming and I'll let you know when there's way too many.
Dave Hughes admitted this week to losing almost $100,000 on an investment in a bar. The teetotaler said he had to sell his share in the venture for just a dollar.
What? I don't understand how a man who doesn't drink has lost way more money than I have at any bar.
Look, that's not enough for poor Hughesy. He's revealed that his radio co-host, Kate Langbrook, won't be back on air this year at all. She let him know about it via a pretty brutal text massage.
Well, Mikey, I hate to say, but it looks like you haven't checked your phone lately. I've been letting you know now that you haven't been required for weeks and you just keep showing up.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.